Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. The readings for today and the readings for Sunday vary according to diocese because today is the Feast of the Ascension, but in many dioceses it's celebrated on the following Sunday, so you may simply have to juggle a bit, shall I say, depending on when you celebrate the Feast of the Ascension in your diocese. Many celebrate it on the following Sunday, but some dioceses still celebrate it today, Thursday the 14th. So I'm going to do the Feast of the Ascension today. And some dioceses need to use these readings for this Sunday, if that's when you celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. So I hope that muddled explanation makes sense. Today, I am celebrating the Feast of the Ascension with these readings. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. In the Acts of the Apostles, the people are being told to wait in the city, not to depart from Jerusalem, to wait for the promise of the Father about which you heard me speak. I want to say to you, I want you to begin to wait in the city, in a sense. Open your heart to receive more of the Holy Spirit in your life. There is more he wants to give you, much more. If you haven't read my book entitled More of the Holy Spirit, go on the website. You can purchase it. You can order it right there. More of the Holy Spirit. Read it. Ponder it. Open your heart to it. Because God wants us equipped, brothers and sisters. I personally think there are very difficult times ahead of us as Christians. We need everything that God wants to give us. Ponder the work of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit in your life. So, while meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The baptism of John was a baptism of repentance, but now you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, because Jesus has ascended to the Father. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? See, they're still thinking in very earthly terms. He answered them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This is his last words to them on earth. And when he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. I'm sure they were just standing there, the disciples. It still hadn't all made sense to them. I mean, think of what they've gone through from the crucifixion of Christ to this. Think of what they've seen, what they thought were ghosts, experiencing the Lord, coming to believe it was the Lord. And now he's just rising right in front of them, right up to heaven. I can appreciate that they would be bewildered. So while they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, they're trying to see, where are you going? Suddenly, two men dressed in white garments stood beside them, and they said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. Second coming, brothers and sisters. When that will be, we do not know. But we need to live ready for his coming again. He's ascending now to the right hand of the Father, and now he will give us of his Holy Spirit that we may be equipped to proclaim his name, equipped to teach the gospel, equipped to be a sign of the life to come, equipped with gifts to help people right in the circumstances where they are that they may come to know him and love him and serve him. Those gifts are real. But you can't play with them. You can't toy with them because they are a sharing of God himself with us. Embrace him. Welcome him into your heart. When the great feast of Pentecost comes, prepare your heart to welcome him, to receive him, to live as his disciple. God mounts his throne mid shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. Psalm 47. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. Clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. Sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Come and worship him. Come and worship him. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Lord, thank you for coming on the earth. Thank you for dying for us. As you return to the Father, then the Holy Spirit can come upon us who are your disciples. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 to 23. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in the knowledge of him. And that's not academic knowledge. That's intimacy with God. Yes, it gives you wisdom. It gives you insight. But it also gives you a relationship that hasn't... You can't limit the depth of that relationship with God. That what God wants to give us through his Spirit. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened. Notice he didn't say the eyes of your mind, but the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe? In accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. There is no name greater than his. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. And while that promise will not be totally fulfilled until we are before his face and totally free of sin, totally free of this body of flesh, nevertheless, he has an enormous amount of himself, so to speak, to give us right now, that we may walk in wisdom and understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord, that those virtues and gifts may radiate through us and attract people. May many come to know him because you are faithful to the Holy Spirit. And the gospel is the gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 to 20. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, They will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them. Notice that the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Signs of God's presence are not too well known in our society. There are too few of us who believe that Christ told us that the Holy Spirit would not come until he had gone to the Father, but he would send the Holy Spirit, the Advocate. This is the great and glorious day of Jesus, in a certain sense, reunion with the Father. He has accomplished the task that God gave him to do, and it was hard. And it cost him 33 years of his life. But he was faithful to it until the end. Absolutely faithful. And because of him, we are seeing him now ascending to the Father. We see what awaits us when we are faithful to him. This is a great feast. But in a certain sense, it's a precursor. It's a forerunner of all the gifts that God wants to give us through his Spirit. He told us in John 14 that we would not know the Holy Spirit until he had ascended to the Father. You and I have been given a priceless gift, the Spirit of God, who dwells within us. How do you treat yourself? How do you treat others, realizing that they too, if they have been baptized, a beauty that cannot be even estimated in the eyes of God. How much room does Christ have in your life by the power of his Spirit? How much room, that is, how much ability do you give him? Because you have free will, you can reject his voice. How much room does God have to speak to you, to act in you, to move through you? How attentive are you to his voice? How regular is your prayer time with God? How much do you fill your mind and your heart with the words of Scripture and make them your own? It isn't just a matter of memorizing, it's allowing that word to take root in your heart, but in a certain sense, to take root in your very flesh. Today we celebrate the great feast of the Ascension. Jesus ascends to the Father. And very soon I will send you the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, who will teach you and who will help you to remember everything that I taught you. And even more than that, the more room the Holy Spirit is given in our lives, the more we are identified with Christ himself, the more we grow in union with God. May we celebrate this feast with joy and prepare for the coming of his great gift, the Holy Spirit. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.